Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Harry, and welcome back to the podcast where I try to help you with your understanding of the English language, where we look in particular at some English grammar structures, use of expressions, phrased verbs, idioms, and all sorts of other aspects to do with the English language. So let's begin. What do I have for you this week? Well, the first podcast is in relation to phrasal verbs, and these particular phrasal verbs, today we're talking about phrasal verbs connected with health. Okay, get that pronunciation, health. Okay, so here we go. To get over something. So if you have a flu and you begin to recover, you get over it. Okay, so I'm fine now. I think I finally got over my sickness, my illness, my flu. To get over something, to recover. To come down with something. So when you're not feeling so well, and you're not quite sure what it is, you might tell somebody, oh, I'm not feeling so good today. I think I have come down with something, a tummy bug or a virus or the flu. To come down with means to begin to feel poorly, to begin to feel a little ill or unwell, to come down with something. To pick something up. Well, literally, we can pick something up off the floor, but when we're talking about health, to pick something up means you caught a cold or a flu or a virus, perhaps when you were traveling. Oh, I was flying for the last few weeks back and forward, so I think I've picked something up in the airport, or I picked something up in the airplane, or I picked something up in the hotel. There were a lot of people coughing and sneezing. So to pick something up is to become ill or to get some virus from an unknown source. To shake off. When we want to shake something off, if you look at a dog, when it's wet, it shakes off the water, yeah? So right down to the tip of its tail. So to shake off something means to get rid of it. Oh, I finally think I've shaken off that flu that was bugging and bothering me for the last few weeks. I hope I can shake this flu off by the time of the wedding. So you've got a wedding to go to and you're not feeling so well, you want to recover. I hope I will shake it off before the wedding. To shake off means to get rid of. To cut something out. Well, literally, to cut something out means to take a knife or scissors and cut something out of a newspaper. But to cut something out might be an operation where the doctor has to remove the appendix, to cut it out, yeah? Or we need to cut something out of our diet if we're eating too much fatty food or too much sugar, too much alcohol. We have to cut it out of our diet. Yeah? So it means to get rid of or to stop taking it. So if you've got an inflamed or bad appendix, and before it bursts and becomes serious, the doctor might suggest to cut it out. Yeah, to remove the appendix, or he might advise you to cut out sugar from your diet or salt to improve your health. So it means to get rid of or to remove. To take something up. Okay, when we want to take something up, it might be some additional exercise. The doctor has suggested that I take up jogging or I take up cycling to improve my health. To take up walking, walk these famous 10,000 steps every day, to take something up, to take up walking, to take up exercise, to improve the health. To cut down, a bit like cut out, to cut down is not to remove entirely, but it is to reduce, so to cut down on the alcohol. You shouldn't drink more than 4 units of alcohol per week, according to some reports. So if you're drinking more, then you might be recommended by your doctor to cut down, meaning to reduce the amount of alcohol you drink, to cut down on the number of meals you eat out, to cut down on fast foods. All about reducing, but Cut out is the to get rid of completely, to cut down, to reduce. To pass out. Well, to pass out is to faint, to collapse, to lose consciousness, to pass out. Or it was so warm in the room, I thought I was going to pass out, meaning it was so hot that I couldn't breathe and I was sure that I was going to faint or to collapse. So to pass out means to lose consciousness, become drowsy, and somebody has to either wake you up with some water or to revive you, to make you feel better. And then finally, to come round. So when you pass out and you collapse, you will come round, meaning you will regain consciousness when somebody taps you gently on the face, splashes some water on your face, or gives you a drink, or brings you into a cool room so you can come round. You come round after an operation. If you have had an anaesthetic to have your appendix removed or whatever the operation was, you come round eventually when the anaesthetic wears off. Okay, so there are phrasal verbs connected with health. To get over something, to come down with something, to pick something up, to shake off, to cut something out, to take something up, to cut down, to pass out, and to come round. Okay, so that's the first podcast, so hopefully you enjoyed that. And as always, if you want to contact me, you can do so anytime you wish on my webpage, or you can contact me directly, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And when you get there, be sure to look out for the Easy Peasy Club. We have a link there. It's a very effective, efficient, and cheap way for you to improve your English language skills. Okay, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.